shift, so it'll do more days, but a little bit less each day.
We're holding Amud Lamed Zayin. We're holding an Amud Lamed Zayin over here, and he's speaking about the Pach of the Kohen Gadol. In other words, Kedarka of the Maral, he takes a Gemara and he's masbir it piece. He started in the Gemara Shabbos May Chanukah. This is his last piece, and then he goes on later on into Halach the Ginyanim, and he goes through the Sipa Dvarim May Chanukah, then Lenisha Rak Pachat Kotten, and now Vlohoyo Balahadik al Yom Echot. That's where we're up to. Vlohoyo Balahadik al Yom Echot, Venasa Nes Ladik Beches Yomim. So, Ki Elu Ches Yomim, Shenasa Nes Beoyer, Dovaze Bomi Mailas Kodesh HaKadoshim. He explained before that the Tumah of Yavon was Zelu Maser of Kehuna. Kehuna was the Zelu Maser of Yavon, and Yavon was Shelet on the Beis HaMikdash specifically, because the Gematria of Yavon is 66, the Gematria of Akoyen, 76, and the Gematria of Akoyen is 75. Yavon has a Koyach over it. Over here, he says that the Kohen Gadol, there was one pach that they found with Chosem the Kohen Gadol, meaning that within the Beis HaMikdash, there's a Maila above Kehuna, and that's Kohen Gadol, and that was the Mokum where the Nes came from. So, V'loi Abad Laikim, Mech Nasal Nes Laik B'Chesem, Ki Elu Chasyom Shenasa Nes B'Oir, Dova Zeh Bo Mi Mailas Kodesh HaKadoshim. That comes from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shesham Lo Sholta Yevonim B'Malosa She'eshlo. The Yevonim could not be shaylin on it. V'hu hatsena shal Kohen Gadol. It is the hidden place of the Kohen Gadol. We spoke a little bit, actually, in Yom Kippur by Ne'ilah. We spoke about that it says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel that the Shechina, there's one shahr, it says, also love in the Beis HaMikdash, that's going to be no'ul, and it's going to be locked. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Tzvokos comes through the locked shahr. So when you learn it Baal HaBatish, it's Ki'ilu, the shahr is locked except for when HaKadosh Baruch goes through it. I mean, that's Ki'ilu the first glance, but certainly not Pshat. The Pasuk is HaKadosh Baruch goes through a shahr that is no'ul. And we talk about the Ne'ilah of Chesima. The Maral throws in a point here. V'hu hatsena shal HaKohen Gadol. The Maila of Kodesh Kedoshim is the Tzena of Kohen Gadol. Let's talk a little bit about this. The Kodesh, it says, Ein Abrocha Mitzuya Ela B'Dava Somen Ayin. There is no bracha in something which is open, something which is seen, visible, and so on. There is no bracha. And therefore, the Kodesh HaKadoshim was always closed. It's the Mokum that's hidden. And therefore, it is it's the place where you have the higher diagram of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Pashat, again, the Baal HaBatish Pshat is, because the Kodesh HaKadoshim has such a great Kedusha, and whatever it is, you need to keep it closed and locked so that nobody should see it. Nobody, you know, has the right to see it, nobody has the diagram to see it, and so on. We always think of it being, when we lock something, when we normally lock something, we lock it because it would be damaging to open it. For instance, I have an expensive computer, I keep it locked so that nobody should break it or take it or whatever it is. That's the way we Baal HaBatish understand it. It's be'emes the hefech. A person, let's take an example, and let's see if we can deher the nekuda. A person has personal feelings and thoughts, and I keep them secret. So the overt reason, in other words, if I would use the Moshe computer, I think that this and this guy is an idiot. This idiot happens to be my boss and pays my salary. So I do keep it to myself because it wouldn't be a very smart thing to tell to other people. So that hiding is not what we're talking about over here. A person who has very fine feelings, he has a certain fine hair, he has a certain fine thought, and he goes around and tells everybody there's something cheap about it. This is not, it's no longer a fine hair, but for instance, a person has a thought and it's something that he keeps to himself. Something that you keep to yourself is a very refined part of your nefesh. Something that you peddle around to people is cheap because it became, this is not my inner thoughts and my inner feelings and what I live for. This is what I display in society. I was once, when my father was sick, I was here for a few months to take care of him. And a lady, a professional volunteer, an older lady who belonged to one of these volunteer visiting sick societies, who had nothing much to do with her time, came around. Didn't make an impression of a lot of chachma. And just chattering away, and she asked me if I'm married, yes, and how many kids do I have? If I have kids, yes, and she asked me how many kids. I said, and she gasped and she said, "Wow, now I've got what to tell all the ladies at lunch." And she moved on to the next patient to see if she could pick up something else that she could tell the ladies at lunch. But you got a sense that her panemius was what she could tell the ladies at lunch. It's not panemius. It's chitzonius. That which I keep on the outside is chitzonius be'etzem. That's what is my nefesh? My nefesh is whatever I can show and tell. What I can keep inside, the dagger that's panemius, that's piled the panemius of the person, is the person's metzias. So the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the makom hetzna of the Kohen Gadol, because it's a place that only the most edler chelik of Klal Yisrael's neshama, the Kohen Gadol is the pnim of Klal Yisrael's neshama, that's his makom on Yom Kippur. So that's why there's chivas. So anything that happens inside this is it's in the tzipa nefesh of Klal Yisrael. So there was a mila there. The mila that was in that makom was the mila that was mishtalit. And that says vuhu atzena shel kohen gadol. The mila of the kashrusim is because it's the makom tzena kohen gadol. It's the innermost feeling that is not given for outward expression. It's the singular nekuda Klal Yisrael b'fnim. So that's one point. That's the mile of that makom. Ulekach yidliku b'ches yomim ki kodesh kadoshim hu ach ha-shiva v'zeu ha-shmini. This is also an akuda. It has a lot to do with what we spoke about last night, but also an akuda that's mixed up. People, everybody knows it's far and wide peddled that the eighth day is after Teva. The 7 days are Teva, and the eighth day is the day after Teva. People understand it ki'ilu 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you finish the Teva, and the next step is beyond Teva. That's also not the right way of seeing it. The right way of understanding it is, if I have a box with seven boxes, and I have a set of something, and I put it in, and it doesn't fit in, so I realize that the entire set that I have is not made for that box. That set, eight, it doesn't fit into a box of seven compartments. Bar Korchach, the seven compartments is a different set, and there's a different set. Anything that has an eight in it is not part of the set of seven. Anything in the Bria, from the rocks to the stones to the frogs to the water to the physical bodies of people, fits into a box of seven. So Yom Rishon fits in, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, through Yom Shvi. Anything that has a Sheiches with eight is simply not part of that Metzius. It's a different box. And that's why like 50 day to the 49th day. 49 days is one set, and 50 is another set. I see it as a different Metzius Bechlal. Rav Putin used to say that Kol Dova, it says Lenishta Parasha Zu, Elbash Lo Dova Shenis Chadish Ba. So the obvious question is, so why don't you just have the Dova Shenis Chadish Ba? You know, so just say the Dova Shenis Chadish and save us the whole Parasha. So Rav Putin used to say, when there's a dovish and it's chadish, but the whole parasha is a different parasha. That was the way he used to say it. When you have eight is not in a box of sevens. It's in a different world. And like we spoke last night about what achat teva is. Lochein idliku by ches yomim ki kodesh kadoshim acha shiva vzeo ashmini. Viloma kodesh kadoshim acha shiva ki an hogas oilamatevo tachas mispo zayin. Ki bezayin yomim nivra oilamazativi. Olefikoch masha acha tevo tachas mispo shmoine, shmoine acha zayin meteva. In other words, things that their mitzias is of the olam that's not teva doesn't fit in to the mitzias of the olam that's teva, and it belongs in its own mahalach. Olakach hamila she ala teva, shalafia teva dem noilad oral, v'zem teka teva noisin she oral, v'amila hu ala teva, lakach hamila b'yoyim aches. In other words, like this. There was the vikuach, the famous vikuach in the Gemara, says the min esther b'akiva, like, tell me, either Kadosh Baruch Hu is perfect or he's not perfect. If he's perfect, so how in the world do you take his bria? You take a child that's born, quote unquote, by the perfect God, and you say, well, he didn't quite do the finish well, and we have to do a bris on him. It's kfira. On the other hand, if you told me Hashem is not perfect, that certainly is kfira. So either or, what's the pshat in a mitzvah like Mila seems to be a stirum of hekes to the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. That's what he asked him. So he's right and he's wrong. Mitzad, the physical body, a child is born perfect. It doesn't need a bris, it's a perfect body. And that's why the Yevonim who had a very strong identification with the Teva. And everything, we have to understand that the world went in, let's say, there were three Dargas. Ovid Avodah Zarah believed that the world does not do, there is no Teva. There are no laws of nature. Everything is the whim of a God, this, that, the other thing. And that's their understanding. It was a very primitive understanding. And there was no chachma to it. The world was just the whims of all sorts of mishnadik gods. Yavan was a step above it, big step above it. The world has order to it. The world has organization to it. It has a teva. In a certain sense, a teva itself leads you to Ribbono Shel Olam because the teva came from somewhere. A chacham echad wrote recently, a big chacham wrote about the fact that every science is based on a most powerful belief. The belief that there's a teva that doesn't ever change. I mean, no scientist will say, well, till now we've discovered gravity, the pulls. It might be tomorrow gravity might decide to retire. You know, it's been around for long enough, it might decide to retire. The scientist believes emphatically that the laws are immutable, that or else there's no science. So there is in a certain sense, that's a stronger emuna than gods that are meshuggah and they just play around with the world. But now Klal Yisrael came along and said, Teva is there, but there's another world. Teva is a very small part of the picture. So the Yevanim looked at Bris as a terrible disfigurement. It's in a certain sense, it used to be considered, it was terrible busha. That's why people were Moshe Cholosom. They tried to undo a bris, because if you believe in the perfect beauty of nature, the harmony of the human body, then maiming it, almost bemaze it, to make a mum in it, is a terrible thing. And they're right. Mitzara Teva, there's no need for a bris, there's no reason for a bris. And therefore, bris is not part of the 7 days. Bris is because a person has a non-tevedic dimension to it. He's a ruchnistic person, and that's where we have another aspect it. Ulekacha mila she'ala teva. Shrei lefiat teva adam noilad oral. Biologically, a person is an oral. Vezeh mipnei ka'teva noisin she'oral. V'amila hu ala teva. Ulekacha mila b'yoyim aches. So mila is not during 7 days. The 7 days don't require a mila. It's because there's a different dimension to a person that doesn't intersect with teva. Umipnesha koldova shu kodesh vu nivdol min ateva shigash mis chomris olekach kodesh hakodoshim or hu nivdol koldova shu kodesh vu nivdol ateva shigash chomris olekach kodesh kodesh vu nivdol gamri hu gamken ach ateva. So the world of kodesh kodoshim is of a different world than our world. It's a world of non-teva. So two nekudas he's mal over here. The nace over Yavon came not with on the battlefield of teva. Yavon held their own against Kahanim. They were triumphant. It was only because we have a nekuda pnimius that something came over it. One nekuda that it says over here is it was Betsena of the Kohen Gadol. Those places are the places that are very, very Betsnias. It's an inner Hagasha. I want to say over a point that a feeling I've heard from my Rebbe, from Moshe Shapiro, a long time ago, many times afterwards. In Kelum, for instance, they didn't say. The klal was, if you say a vart to someone that doesn't appreciate it, then it shows you don't appreciate it. To say over a vart for somebody that doesn't have the right erech fit, it's like showing a diamond to a kid and saying, "See what kind of diamond I have?" And the kid says, "Well, I got a bigger one in the bubblegum machine yesterday. It's a smaller than one I have." If the person doesn't have evaluate properly, if the person doesn't appreciate what you gave, then giving it to him itself is degrading. To say a word for someone that's not going to inherit is wrong. The ribuy of pouring everything out to the street, everything is translated to English and put into tape and a movie made of it and so on. It's not a mila. It degrades them. A person needs to know you are not royal to hear this word yet. You don't have the ear for it yet. You don't have the nefesh for it yet. There are things that you need to be in a certain dagger of the hair. Kavod HaTorah would require that. There's a famous marshal from the Baal Shem Tov or Baal Shem Tov Scheder. Why did he take Inyanim of Kodesh and make it so public? And he gives a marshal. He said, you know, in the olden days, it's a thing that diamonds, when you grind them up, you make medicine out of it, it heals everything. That was like the current, the thought. So the marshal goes that when the king's son is sick, he'll take the crown jewels, and grind them up to make a refuah for him. In other words, they recognize that they took a big chelek haTorah that should not have been on the street, but since the Dor so desperate needs something with warmth and tochen and so on and so forth, they did it for that reason. But there was an understanding in that cheder also that it was taking it down a notch. The sense that a person has that things have a tznius to themselves and things that a person things don't belong out. It's not lechvodo to give it to somebody that's coarse, to give it to somebody that's going to it doesn't have the ear to hear it. It's like spilling out diamonds for someone who doesn't appreciate it. It's one thing to give a diamond present to somebody that will appreciate it, and one thing I give it to him and I could have given him something else just as well. The tzina of kedusha and the tzorach yivonim came specifically from that makom dafka. Okay, we'll hold it here.
What? Your name came from that
moment. In the Tzacho.
Tzacho and against.
Yeah, it's
Mice? I think I'm taking my time to help you more.
Mice and Tzacho.
Let's talk to you about that.